Now we're in a section where the pronoun changes. And instead of it being the first personal pronoun, which was possessive, back up in the first, it is now the third person, and it refers to the Lord. You see here, we read, there went up, verse 8, a smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth, devoured, coals were kindled. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was upon his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. There was darkness when he was crucified, you know. Who did all this? Verse 13, the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. And that was that voice, you remember, out of heaven, this is my beloved Son. And then again, the emphasis still in this department. Verse 16, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. Now it started off with my. And then it is all about what God has done. Now it's he and me. Now that may be bad grammar, but that's the way it is here. He and me. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Oh, this personal, vital relationship that you and I need with God today. Oh, to come to grips with him, my friend. He brought me forth also into a large place. Need help today? You need a partner today? I want to recommend one to you. He'll never desert you, never leave you nor forsake you. And he says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the very end. You may desert Vernon McGee, but he never will. And that's the reason I depend on him more than I depend on you, my friend. And that's the reason you ought to depend on him instead of depending on me. Isaiah says, put not your confidence in man. Now we have to drop right down to the end of this marvelous, wonderful psalm here. Will you notice? It says here, verse 48, he delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those who rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. I think that's Satan. I wish we had time to talk about that. Verse 49, will you listen? Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. And he extends mercy to us today. How wonderful he is! And the psalm closes on this note of praise to God. Oh, that there might be praise in your mouth and in my mouth, in your life and my life, in your heart and my heart today. Praise to God. And we're going to come to a psalm that says, the Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And friends, if they don't say so, nobody's going to say so in this world today. I don't think our country is going to say so. But the redeemed ought to say so. We need some say-so Christians.